We've got him. We've jagged him. We've been able to get to him. Charlie Appleby is joining us from Werribee the morning after he trained cross-counter to win for Team Godolphin their first Melbourne Cup. Congratulations to you, Charlie.
Good morning, Andrew, and thank you very much. It was a great day and a very memorable day.
What do you remember of it, given that probably the celebrations would have gone on for a little while?
What it's all about is Ines and Sheikh Mohammed and Team Godolphin achieving what we've been trying for so many years. And to obviously get the results in the way it was. Obviously, you know, Karen, who's been an old friend and obviously worked for His Highness, you know, many years ago to ride the winner. It was fantastic.
The sprint, were you blown away by the way that cross-counter finished off?
Look, of course, I'm going to have to say yes. You know, he's finished off the race, you know, in that style in the Melbourne Cup at the end of the day. Did I think he had the gears to pick up? Yes. I mean, he's shown that. You know, he broke a track record over a mile and a half there at Goodwood. So that's no mean feat. So, I was confident Karen turning in had plenty of horse under him, and the one attribute he has got is he stays, but he has gears as well.
You won the Epsom Derby earlier this year. How does it relate now to what the Melbourne Cup brought you yesterday, as in the crowd and the atmosphere and just the relation of the Melbourne Cup?
Sure. I mean, it's one of these great sporting events that, you know, like the Derby, you know, and obviously being fortunate to train the winners and be involved with the team here, that to have the first Derby winner in the Godolphin Blue, as we all know now, and to obviously thankfully have the Melbourne Cup winner for His Highness Sheikh Mohammed and Team Godolphin, it probably still hasn't really sunk in, to be honest with you, Andrew, and that was similar to the Derby. We sort of walked away from the Derby thinking that we just got the job done and on to the next thing, and then, you know, days later you start to sit back and take it all in, and I'm sure that's probably what's going on now.
I know that you're at Werribee now and you've got two runners on the weekend, Jungle Cat and Blair House, but when you got to Werribee this morning, did you go and see Cross Counter?
Yeah, no, he's all in good order. He had a lead out there. Everything was, the legs were all nice and tight. He's eaten up shows no ill health from it all, so it's the main thing, and he'll have obviously a few quiet days there now and a little jog towards the end of the week, and he'll be back on the plane on Sunday.
Okay, so to Dubai, would you aim at March?
No, I don't think he's a horse that will just, you know, he'll just probably winter away there in Dubai, and then he'll head back to the UK in the spring, but we have no immediate targets for him. Andrew, one of my old phrases I use regularly is that let the horse just, you know, let the dust settle and let's just see where the horse is, and then we can start to formulate a program for him into the new year.
Can I ask you this one then? He's won a 2 mile race yesterday in great fashion with a lightweight, but do you feel that he could come back as a Cox Plate horse without Winks next spring?
Coming back to the 10, I question. It could be more like a Caulfield Cup, potentially. You know, I'd say the mile and a half would be well within his compass. Dropping back further than that, I'd like to think we might have some sharper ones.
Okay. Well, there's my next question. Have you got a couple of two-year-olds that are about to turn three in your time that we can already jot down for next year?
Well, probably a bit early for that, but I'm hopefully there in the spring there we'll be starting to formulate the team for the spring carnival. As we always do, we sort of start early as you have to. That'd be something that myself and the team will set down, and we'll start to put some names down and start to formulate a plan to get a team together for the spring carnival and hopefully a Melbourne Cup horse.
And just a couple of quick ones, Charlie. The relationship with Kieran McAvoy has been well spoken about now after the win of yesterday, but he basically thought about 4 or 5 months ago that Godolphin are going to win this race 1 year. I want to be with them. That may have been the clincher to this moment yesterday.
That's what I mean. This horse in question, well, in cross counter, we spoke about him probably about 2.5-3 months ago. Before he'd won at Goodwood, he broke his maiden there and had won his handicap. And I just said to Karen, this might just be the horse. But I said he's still got a bit of running to do yet to get a profile to get into the Melbourne Cup or look like a Cup horse. Obviously, on the back of that, he then went and won at Goodwood. I say breaking the track record that day. I still hadn't, as a three-year-old, wasn't enough to get him into a Cup. So, but I was confident that he would step forward again. And we took him to the Great Voltigeur and he ran a very gallant race there and finishing second to another horse of ours, an old Persian that we had previously won at Royal Ascot. So that was very good form and that sort of sealed his slot into the Cup. Obviously, from then onwards, we obviously had a bit more, we had a few more of the team there on the flight coming over. But this was a horse that Karen was keen to lock into. Like I say, he knows which horse he needs to be on in these races. And thankfully, the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, it is. And finally, what's it really like to drink out of a Melbourne Cup from?
Something you can get used to, I'm sure. it was great celebrations and for all the team. And I say it's a huge team effort. And the Australian, good old in Australia, they were heavily involved and they organised a good do. And everyone enjoyed themselves. And it's great to see. And most importantly, that's what His Highness Sheikh Mohammed likes to see, is people enjoying themselves. And that's what everyone did last night.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, Charlie, thanks for spending us a few minutes. A little while later in the show, we're going to catch up with Chris Connett because it is a Team Godolphin and he looks after your team there at Werribee with a couple of other members. They do a fine job and we're going to chat with him a little while later. But congratulations, Charlie, to Team Godolphin on yesterday.
Thanks very much, cheers, Andrew. Thanks for all your support and it's been a pleasure to be down here once again.